Thank you, Molly. Get everyone in place. Okay. Right, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Georgetown Council Ordinary Council meeting of the 23rd of January 2024. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everybody back from their vacations. Hope you've all had a good break, and wishing you all the very best for a prosperous, healthy, and happy 2024. Let's get some stuff done. All right, we'll start with our acknowledgement of country. The Georgetown Council acknowledges the Palawa people from the Littara Marina tribe from Port Dalrymple as the traditional custodians of the land. We honour and give thanks for the caring of country, seas, and skies of Kini Mata Takinta and surrounds. We pay respect to the elders past, present, and future, for they hold the memories, traditions, culture, and hope of Pākehā people in Lutruwita. We'll do our attendance register. So we have a full house today. We'll start with the councillors in attendance. We have Councillor Barwick, Councillor Mason, Councillor Ashley, Councillor Winston Archer, Councillor Harris, Councillor Lowe, Councillor Orr, Councillor and Deputy Mayor Dawson, and Mayor and Councillor Keyser. From the staff side, we have our General Manager, Shane Power. We have our Director of Corporate and Community, Cheryl Hart, in the back there. We have our Director of Organisational Performance Strategy and Engagement, Rick Dunn, who has his shoulder in a sling. So wishing you a speedy recovery, Rick. Our Director of Infrastructure and Development, Andrew McCarthy. Welcome back, Andrew. We have our executive assistant who's away on leave, but standing in is Ruth Orr, who's the executive assistant of organizational performance, engagement, and strategy. Welcome, Ruth. We will assist and we will adjust the speed to help you. Isn't that right, councillors? And of course, Molly Crane, who's also participating today. Molly is the assistant to the Executive Assistants of Corporate Governance. Welcome, Molly. Okay. That takes us to section two, which is the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a mover for 2.1, which is for the minutes of the 19th of December? We have a mover in Councillor Harris, seconded by Councillor Dawson. Councillor Harris, anything to add?
Nothing further to add, sir.
Thank you. Councillor Dawson?
Your minutes are impeccable.
Thank you. To the floor, speakers for or against or questions? There being none, we'll put that straight to a vote. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Section 3, there are no late items. Section 4, public question time. And I just want to say it is the first time that I can remember that we have no members in the public gallery, which is remarkable. None. I can't remember. Maybe since COVID. That's right. Thank you. Quite right. But I will point to section 4.4, which is where written responses, so responses to questions taken on notice, are published. And there are responses there to Mrs. Wooten and to Mr. Glisson as well. Moving on. Section 5 is declarations of interest. So I'll start by first saying to councillors, do you have any real or perceived declarations of interest on any of the items in the agenda today you'd like to declare? Noting that there are none. Section 6, I note the general manager's declaration as well. Thank you. And that takes us to Section 7, our planning authority, and I would like to welcome, hopefully, Justin Simons to the stand. We'll quickly round up Andrew in the meantime. But I will start by introducing this motion. This is item 7.1. This is for development application 2023/110 for 10 Craigieburn Road, Hillwood, for residential outbuildings. Again, as is the custom, these things are considered in some considerable depth. The report authored by our planner, Justin Simons, is comprehensive in its nature, and I would like to point everybody to page 32. On page 32, the planner's recommendation is noted, which is to approve, subject to what looked like rather standard conditions. And on that note, I will call for a mover for item 7.1. And I have Councillor Lowe as our mover, seconded by Councillor Orr. Councillor Lowe.
Thank you. So just my comments was I've had comprehensive read over the documents, and the things that jumped out to me I've questioned and had those answered. But my comments are that the landslip has obviously been deemed or classed as low or a very low event of likelihood of occurring, and that there's two assessments done, in one in 24 and 23. It complies with all acceptable solutions bar one, but then it complies with the performance criteria, and that was with regard to the setback of the boundary fence. And even though there's a dispute with regard to the boundary fence, that this is the 1.5 metres from the current boundary. There's no record of reports to council about previous damage from the neighbouring property, and we've been provided with a risk assessment by a suitably qualified person, so I have every confidence that we've ticked all the boxes, and I so move.
Thank you very much, Councillor. Councillor Orr.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lowe. That was very in-depth, and I've got nothing further to add. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Councillor Orr. With that, I'll open the floor to speakers for or against, or any questions to address to our planner. There being none, Councillor Harris. There you go.
There's been some talk of polytunnels. Was that with regard to this?
Through the chair to Justin Simons, our planner.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The applicant's landslip risk assessment did raise the concept of potentially putting polytunnels on the land. However, no application has been included in this particular proposal for polytunnels. We have included a note on the permit that states that no approval is granted at this time for any polytunnels. However, I do note that under the state planning provisions, there are some forms of small outbuildings, polytunnels and the like, that may not need a planning permit. So while they're not included as part of this application, there is potential that they may consider that in the future.
So do you think that may have been a tactic not to apply for them this time, so once it's constructed, then they can put up whatever they want?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. No, I don't. So if they're exempt in the future, they'd be exempt now and they wouldn't have to apply for them either. So it doesn't really make a difference.
Right.
Fair enough. Thank you, Councillor Harris. Any other questions? I think we can just move to a vote. You happy with that, Councillor Lowe?
Yes.
All right, we'll put that one straight to a vote. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. So you have a short turn at the lectern this month, Justin. Good work. Section 8, Office of the General Manager. There are nil. Yep, next one. Yep. Oh, yes, sorry, beg your pardon. There is one, which is workshops. So 8.1, council workshops, that details the workshops that were held during the month of December. And I will call for a mover, please, for 8.1. Councillor Dawson, followed by Councillor Lowe. Councillor Dawson.
No, it's just simply to receive the report.
Councillor Lowe.
Same, thank you.
Any speakers for or against or questions? We'll put that one to a vote as well. All those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Section 9, Infrastructure and Development. There are nil. Section 10, Corporate and Community. We have one policy tidy up, which is in 10.1, which is a review of the Audit Panel Charter. This one slipped by the keeper and is now being updated. I welcome Cheryl Hyde to the lectern. The recommendation is on page 42, which is to adopt the amended Audit Panel Charter provided with this report. It's attached in the notes of the meeting. Can I call for a mover and a seconder, please? Mover is Councillor Harris, seconded by Councillor Ashley. Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, look, long overdue, I think, isn't it, that we do this review and update the Audit Panel Charter. And good work has been done, and we can move forward with it from here on.
Thank you, Councillor Harris. Councillor Ashley.
I don't have anything to add. I think Councillor Harris said it all.
Thank you very much. With that, I'll open to questions, speakers for or against. There are nil. We'll put that one straight to a vote. All those in favour of the motion, please raise your hand or say aye. Again, the motion is carried unanimously. Section 11. Thank you, Cheryl. Organisational performance, strategy and engagement. There are nil. Section 12, Mayor and matters of involvement of the Mayor, and in this case, the Deputy Mayor too. The Mayor. We're having one of those days today. Can I call for a mover, please, for 12.1? Councillor Harris is our mover, seconded by Councillor Lowe. Thank you. Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes. How is your health at the moment?
I'm wonderful.
I see there's been a fair amount of partying going on through the month of December. And I'm just worried about your health and temper. Well, more your temper than your health.
I assure you I'm what is the closest thing to a teetotaler you're going to find without formally ticking that box. But anyway, it was a good month. And off to Councillor Lowe, a seconder.
I was just, I would have said networking rather than partying, and I was at a couple of those events, and I know that you was with the no alcohol options.
Pretty much always. Thank you very much. I'll open that to the floor. Speakers for or against, all questions, all welcome. Councillor Orr.
Just interested in the Port Dalrymple end of year presentation boards.
Yes.
How did that go with the young students at the local school?
It's something that I think there's a legacy of the council supporting all three schools in our community at their presentation events. It's also a very enjoyable thing, which I actually enjoy seeing. Nice to see the young talent and our teachers and the educational staff applying their trade and the progress they're making. And Port Dalrymple, no different. I just want to call out Lynette Burt and her staff, who I think are doing a remarkable job. That is a school that is on the move on every level, just a delightful cohort of students. It's always lovely to see them passing through, and from a personal point of view, I'm also very encouraged to see the rates of year 12 attainment and the year rates at which students are participating for the full year 12 curriculum steadily increasing. They're making good progress. So it was a good event, and again, for disclosure, I once again want to thank the Deputy Mayor, Councillor Dawson, who chaired the council meeting while I was attending that function. I did rejoin later on, but again, thank you very much, Councillor Dawson. Yes, one more.
And one more to the Deputy Mayor through the through the chair. Noted you attended the Georgetown New Year's Eve extravaganza. I did also attend that night. It was actually a very good night. The first time I've been to. I was there with probably about 10 people from outside of the Georgetown region, and they thoroughly enjoyed it as well, young families. So was you there on council, as an invite for the council, or was you there as a personal?
No, as personal. I attended it. I had no official functions or anything like that, but just one of those things that I attended as part of our community. Yeah.
So congratulate Neighbourhood House putting on such a good event as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other questions from anyone? Yes, I'll start first with Councillor Harris.
I had the opportunity to speak to some new residents of the town, and that is the people who are doing up Belfont House at the bottom of our esteemed Deputy Mayor's Avenue.
Yep.
And they said it was absolutely brilliant, the New Year's Eve night. The fireworks were great. The whole town atmosphere was really good, and they thought it was just went off wonderfully.
And similarly, I'd like to compliment the Neighbourhood House, noting Councillor Lowe's involvement. I've also received unequivocally favourable feedback of what a fantastic event it was. You really outdid yourself. All right, and over to Councillor Lowe, who had a question. Microphone, please.
Thank you. It was just to correct my comment earlier. I'd mentioned that we'd shared in a couple of events, and that's when I've realised that you attended the Chamber of Commerce meeting and also the Chamber of Commerce end of the year function, which aren't on here. So that was the ones I was making reference to when I said that we attended a couple of things together, but I noticed they weren't in your calendar. So you've done more than what you've said you've done.
Yeah, look, for the sake of transparency, I'm very, very lucky in that my assistant literally goes through the calendar and puts this all together. Frequently, it's not really audited by myself, but we do try to keep an accurate calendar of all events. Every now and then, either something slips the radar or something gets put in that was actually cancelled on the day. So just being transparent about that. It's not a 100% perfect process. All right, we'll put that one to a vote. All of those in favour, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. Section 13, petitions, there are nil. Section 14, notices of motions, there are nil. And section 15, councillor questions with or without notice. And I'll just draw everyone's attention, because I know this is a point of friction between myself and some of the councillors on occasion. Everyone does have a different style. All the questions are noted. The responses are printed in the agenda. I have no intention of reading the questions out, but they are there in terms of public disclosure for everyone to scrutinise at any point in time. But noting Councillor Barwick has asked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions. Councillor Orr also has asked 2 questions. They are published with formal responses in the agenda for your scrutiny at any point in time. And with that, I would move us into closed meeting.
Excuse me, Mr.
Yes,
Chairman.
Yes, Councillor Barwick.
15.1.
Yes.
I will like to ask about a safety issue. It's in the agenda. The reason I put these things on the agenda is they're questions that have been asked by me, by people in the public out in the arena, and some are follow-ups from myself that I have noticed. The safety issue one is, can I please have a start and completion date for the placement of lighting in the new car park on Regent Square? This is something that needs urgent attention. I'd like you to read the response, please.
Thank you, Councillor Barwick. The response is included. It has been responded to. I have no intention of reading the answers. They are published. It meets every standard published in the meeting
and
procedures.
And my next question, which is question 2, can you give Council a breakdown on how much money has been spent in the space of Reconciliation Action Plan When I look at the documents at the back of that, I have questions that need to be answered here today. I didn't get a chance at the workshop because we were too busy, but I noticed on our workshop agenda papers 110, it accumulates over a 10-week program, the armchairs, cross fitness and aqua fitnesses. The cost of that was for 10 weeks, $6,270. Then you go and have a look at the last page of the document of the agenda of the council, which is a public document as well. It only lists the armchairs as costing $6,270. Then it breaks up the cross fitness and the aqua fitnesses into $3,135 each, which equals to the one above the top. But in the that was my question is, how come there's suddenly been the armchair ones now become the $6,270 and the other two are broken down?
That sounds like a legitimate question. Welcome to the chair, our director of corporate and community. Cheryl, do you want to answer Councillor Barwick's question?
Thank you, through the chair. Councillor Barwick, I think you're referring to your question regarding Healthy Georgetown.
Yeah, we missed a step.
And so the breakup of the costs are there for those. I think that the changes are just an administrative thing as to how they've put the report together. I've got no other explanation for it. I can say that the program yet to be held, which relates to the information on page 133, is for the project to be delivered from February to June, which is a longer period of time than what the previous program was.
So because I know that the last program's an 18-week program, but I still can't come to grips with the armchair one on its own being $6,270, when previous to that, I've had people that have seen only one participant on the armchair programs in the hall, and that's the reason that this came to this question to the table.
Thank you, Councillor. Through the chair, if I could answer that, Councillor Barwick. We can give you a breakup of what the armchairs, cross fitness and aqua fitness amounted to individually in the 10-week program, noting that this is a longer program in the coming period. But if you have a look on page 111, it gives you the breakdown of the attendees, so I'm not sure what the total attendees that you're referring to are, but average per session for armchairs in Georgetown was 21 per session.
Right. Now, my other question, where am I? What page am I on? I turned it over and lost my page.
Let me just check in with Ruth.
Page number?
You got that recorded?
I'll get it.
Just carry on.
I shut my page up and I didn't need to take it. Sorry about that. Got it. My other question is, I did ask for a list of land that council has currently on lease or pending lease, along with public owned land, including public open space. Now, the response is from the council is a copy of the information requested has been provided to Councillor Barwick. How long ago?
Through the chair to the general manager.
Mr. Mayor, my understanding is that the document has been provided to you today.
Where?
If you haven't got it, it won't be far off. I've seen the document. The intention is to provide that to you today.
Okay, because it does say in here, yeah, it has been provided, and when I said to the chair today that the information that I had here wasn't correct, he said that was my surmising of the answer. Well, I still haven't got them, so until...
Yeah.
That's wrong. I haven't got them.
I'll check, Councillor Barwick, but I suspect it might be in your pigeonhole. Thank you.
Thank you. My next question was to the chairman from a ratepayer, and was that the mayor's discretionary fund. Mr. Chairman, do you have a discretionary fund? If yes, what value is it?
Councillor Bark, and I won't repeat this again, I have no intention of reading the responses. They are provided for anyone to scrutinise. They are in the minutes.
That's fine, Mr. Chairman.
Do you have
Chairman?
Any new questions? Which
Your answer to? Was there was no discretionary fund for the mayor. That is fine, but it was a correspondence that was showed to me that asked me to put that question to the table for verification when I said, no, you didn't have one. That was
Do you
a
have
letter
any new
that
questions?
You had written.
It'd be lovely if you had new questions.
Yeah. We've addressed the Healthy Georgetown.
Mm-hmm.
Anzac Drive building. I asked the question, can you advise me, is the plumbing and electrical work inside and out included in the contractual agreement with Tas City Builders on the Anzac Drive building? You're not going to read the response?
Well, you know my position
okay,
on it, so.
I will read the response. The plumbing and electrical work associated with the Anzac Drive building's redevelopment is included in the contract with Tas City Building. It should be noted that demolition works were performed by a separate contractor, which included the removal of existing wiring, all stormwater and associated works for the car park are included in the contract with the civil contractor. Then I asked the question of the commemoration of the late Mr. Peter Cox, which came to Council on the 20th of December 2022. Council moved in principle support for the naming of land in Tamar Avenue with certain actions to occur. Can you advise Council where things are at with this item? The response was, Council officers have contacted the family of the late Mr. Peter Cox seeking support for the motion. The family are generally supportive of the proposal. Council officers will prepare a report for discussion at a future council workshop. So I will continue to monitor that for the family until the future workshop. It comes to the future workshop. Regarding item
I
agenda...
I think those are Councillor Orr's question. Councillor Orr, do you wish to read your questions? Or are you happy with the responses published as such?
I'll note the responses.
Thank you.
You'll be done.
Yes.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I just want to clarify something for the points of the minutes. Councillor Barry spoke to questions provided on notice, but there was one question that was new. Is that correct? And that was around this discrepancy correct. Between the two rounds of funding for Healthy Georgetown armchairs. I just want to clarify that that would be recorded as a question.
Yes, I made.
Without notice?
Yeah, I made that.
Thank you. But the rest were all statements in support of the questions already published. Thank you.
Thank you.
That.
I think that's fair. That's how I recorded it myself as well.
That's all my questions.
Thank you. With that, we'll move to section 16. Thank you, Cheryl.
So moved.
We're moving into closed session. I already have a mover in Councillor Dawson and seconded by Councillor Harris. So we will first record the time for the minutes, which was 1:30. Now I will take the vote. All those in favour of moving to close, please raise your hand or say aye. The motion is carried unanimously. At this point, I'll ask Molly to pause the audio recording. Thank you very much. Confirmed? Molly is recommencing the recording and we are good to go. Thank you all of those who are listening to the audio recording. We have now moved out of closed and back into open session. And the final act of today is to declare that this meeting of the 23rd of January of the Georgetown Council is now finished, the time being 1:59 p.m. Thank you for your attendance. We will see you next month. Thanks all. Bye-bye.